Good evening, my friends. What a blessing. Thank you for the introduction. I got all giddy inside when you said, live your happy. Yeah, live our happy. That's what we're up to here on Awakening Together Radio every Sunday and during the week. You know, this amazing opportunity to have different speakers and different teachers and students come together. And that's what we're doing. We're here on Awakening Together, all together in collaboration every day, with the purpose of living our happy, which, you know, my book is called Live Your Happy, but it's really live A Course in Miracles, you know, live the principles of it at the full capacity at a 10 without compromise. So I'm really excited. All right, let's begin as we always do these sessions, this mini series, with going within. As before we close our eyes, I just want you to think of an intention that you want to create for this session, for this evening. And I invite you to just think about that intention of whatever word resonates with you. Maybe the word right away when I said intention was peace or clarity. The intention could be being fully present. So think of what word or what is really resonating and vibrating in your space right here, right now. Not thinking about what happened before or a few hours ago and not thinking about what's coming, but just being in the now of what you could create in this moment, in this space together. So I invite all of you to just take a deep breath in. And we just let go. And I invite you to close your eyes if you haven't done so yet. And just take a few deep breaths. Just be very present to your breath as you inhale and exhale. As we all come into the stillness in this moment, there is such power in that. This space, this expansiveness, this happiness, this joy. This time I want you to visualize an altar, and on this altar, I ask you to place your intention for this evening. As a giving it over, as an offering to God, to Spirit, as a gift. Also, let's go ahead and put on the altar anything you might think you need in form to make you happy, whatever that is. It could be any material thing, whatever you think outside of you is going to make you happy. I want you to go ahead and put that on the altar right now. As well as whatever barrier might be present for you this evening. Maybe something that's heavy on your heart. Let's go ahead and let's clean that out right now as we just give it over on the altar. Just give it all over now as we declare in the silence. I give this over completely and fully as I declare, may it be God's will. So you give over all these things to God as a gift, which is a beautiful symbol of getting out of your own way and experiencing happiness. So you're getting out of your own way and allowing and giving it over to God as you place no idols before God. Anything you think you need, you give it over as a gift. What a beautiful demonstration of love. But you're giving over what you think you need to God and being trusting. You feel presence hug you very tightly as you say these words, God, may it be your will. And now you see a door, a golden door, and you open the door, knowing there's a lot of love behind the door, a lot of happiness and joy. And here we are in this space, awakening together in this room, in this virtual room, in this virtual vortex, in this space, that where there is such clarity in this moment in time, what appears to be this dream. This little corner of consciousness that we're hanging out in for the expansion of the awakening for the higher good. And we feel the presence of love in this room as we invite Holy Spirit in. We invite our dear brother Jesus in, the Spirit of the Christ. And the angels, as we join and give this session over, give this time together over to Spirit to guide it fully on what needs to be expressed, what's the higher good for the collective, whatever needs to be said for there to be healing in our minds, whatever needs to be said so we can live our happy at a 10, at full capacity. We are worthy of that. It's our inheritance. We step into the kingdom, our kingness, our queenness at full capacity now, as we have complete clarity of truth. And we start to come now back with this divine consciousness that has been created as we step into this session together, as we're all teachers of God, as we're all equal, as we're all here together with the purpose of awakening each other. What a beautiful place to be. What a beautiful space to be on Awakening Together Radio. So grateful. We take 3 deep breaths as we start to come back. 1, 2, and 3. Before we open our eyes, I ask you to put your hands on your heart as we declare the following out loud. I am love and I am willing. Amen. All right, you may open your eyes now. I'm so grateful and thank you. Yes, amen, Regina. Thank you for this opportunity. You're such a divine sister of God. I'm so grateful. All right, tonight, this evening, it's going to be juicy. Oh my goodness, it's going to be juicy, juicy. we have the topic today of love. And I have a chapter in my book, which is called You Are the Love of Your Life. You are the love of your life. And since there's a lot of backstory on this call in regards to the book, which I love, you guys get to hear things that nobody knows because it's not in the book, but just the backstory on how this chapter came about and how I thought this chapter was going to be before I wrote it. I had all these kind of thoughts that I knew that it was going to be about romantic love. Like, you are the love of your life. It's going to be about romantic love. It's going to be about relationships. That excited me. And then when I started working with Patrick on this chapter, and I recognized that this chapter would not be about that specifically. You know, I do share in regards to relationship, but this chapter is really about self-love. The love of the self with a capital S, your true self, your self that is connected to that light, to that godness in you that connects us to God, that self that knows truth, that self that is complete, that self that lacks nothing, that doesn't need anything outside of it to complete it because it's whole. So And that's where I'm going to go with on this call, is you are the love of your life. And I'm going to explore also in regards to relationship, just because it is part of the chapter. But I love how I was inspired by Patrick to make this more about going within and not so much projecting out into form. And also the power that there is in that self-love, in recognizing you are the love of your life by having inclusive love versus exclusive love. When you start to let go of what we, the old model of what relationships are, and we start to love everyone at a full capacity and not love this person more than that person, we're onto something. We're onto something. All right, so I'm going to begin with the chapter, as you said, chapter 4, You Are the Love of Your Life. And I'm going to read a little bit and then I'll stop whenever I feel called to. All right, how many people are on the call, Regina? Do we know? All right, so the first, awesome, I like that number, 18. So the first thing I'm going to open up with is the quote from A Course in Miracles, which is, you are the work of God, and his work is wholly lovable and wholly loving. This is how a man must think of himself in his heart, because that is what he is. So in every chapter, I open up with a quote from the Course that pertains to that that chapter, that it's helpful for that chapter. So I chose that quote for this specific chapter because it complemented it. So I start with, when we are always looking for something or someone to complete us, we soon feel as if we're living in hell. Happiness and love go hand in hand, and we are taught that not only our happiness, but also our love are somewhere out there. So let's stop there real quick. So I love how this says here, happiness and love go hand in hand. Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. You know, that's why a lot of the a lot of the exercises in the Course in Miracles on the workbook is God's will for you is happiness. You know, it's really God's will for you is love. God's will for you is happiness. It's like it's the same thing, happiness and love. They're in that same space, because when you have love, you have happiness, and when you have happiness, you have love. And for me, I constantly was looking not only for my happiness outside of myself, but when I was looking for my happiness, it also meant I was looking for my love outside of myself. And I suffered a lot. And I'm sure many of you on the call can relate to that, on wanting something outside of you to complete you and constantly looking for that completion and getting hurt time and time again. So another reason I wanted to come into talk about love on this call is because the ego is very vicious and manipulative. And if you give it room to sneak in for even a hot second, it's going to sneak in and you're going to suffer a lot. And since my whole thing in this lifetime is my grievance with men and looking for my happiness in romantic relationship, whenever I do get into relationship, the ego's voice just gets really magnified in my mind because it knows that it can have its way with me. There's this, although with my spiritual practice and becoming a teacher of God and going to ministerial school, what happens is that the voice of the Holy Spirit, it's also very loud and crisp and clear. So as soon as I get off and I forget my truth and I start to get transed out by relationship, I'm able to come back quicker than I did in the past, because it's such a great topic to talk in relationship. I haven't been in a romantic relationship as I am now, in a committed relationship, since I got divorced in 2009. So now I find myself in relationship and a lot of stuff is coming up, right? And one thing that was starting to come up right away when I got into relationship was projecting into the future and having expectations of what it was going to look like and wanting it. You know, it's very easy to go into fantasy, you know, and I was going into a little bit of fantasy. You know, I might as well just go to Disneyland, you know, if I'm going to play this and at least have fun, right? But I went to this kind of illusion for a hot second, you know, and I kind of got lost for a few days in this projection of how it's going to be with this person. And it was very familiar feeling of which I had had in the past. And what I did was something very helpful that I'm going to share with you all. And this is an exercise that I did. And I actually share this process exercise in my book as well. So what I did was is that when you first start to get anxiety or when you feel you're off kilter and you feel like you're going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, which is what I like to say, what I do is that I pause and I have to step back. I need to just go into somewhere, sit down and just stop and pause. And I start to take deep breaths and I begin to give it over fully to Holy Spirit. So I invite Holy Spirit in my mind and I begin to observe my feelings and my thoughts. There's something to be said about feeling your feelings. Feeling your feelings is self-love. We got to feel that. Not hide it, not try to run away from it, not try to go do something and procrastinate or go out and with your friends or whatever and try to avoid the feelings. It's really just feeling the feelings, and they're extremely uncomfortable. Mine were very uncomfortable. They were riddled with fear. They were riddled with self-worth, not being worthy of love. They were very strong feelings for me. And as I was feeling them, I was with Holy Spirit and I was looking at the thoughts, and Holy Spirit was my comforter, like holding my shoulder. And we were experiencing these feelings together. And I had a good cry about them. You know, I really just submerged myself in that and just had a good cry with Holy Spirit about them and just looked at them. And then I began to experience the feelings and the thoughts differently with Spirit. As I asked Spirit to change my perception, I asked Spirit to really just help me to change my thoughts in my mind, to help me see this differently. And the feeling that I had within this moment in my mind was, I am loved. And also, this doesn't matter. It's not a big deal. It's not a problem. What happens is the Spirit, what I felt, the insight was, is that I was going into the future and I wasn't in the present now, really experiencing the relationship, how beautiful it is right now and how amazing it is right now. I was already focused on how it's going to be later. You know, if I'm going to get married, if I'm going to have kids and all this stuff, right? So, wow. The presence of Spirit really deep is that when you're completely willing, it was instant. It's like all the grievance had fallen away, all the projections I had put on this person had fallen away, and I was back. I was boom, right? And what happens is that at that moment, I came back to my true self with a capital S, and I was free, and I was living my happy again. And that's how I know that when we stop a moment in our lives when we are really on it and we've lost and we've gone nutty, I know as a, for a fact that if we stop ourselves and we really go to Spirit with help and have big willingness, which is what I call my book, big willingness, and you give it over to Spirit, the way you feel is so different that you know it's worked. It's like night and day. It's like, wow, I went from very strong sadness to happiness in an instant. So I want everybody to know that that's available. It's available to have healing in an instant. That's what I learned this week. I was like, oh my God, thank you, Holy Spirit. This thing used to take me months. Wow. What a collapse of time. I am free. So let's start to ask for help, ask for a change of perception with Spirit. And if you're very willing and you're ready, you will have that change of perception and that veil would be lifted and you are free to bask in the joy. So I'm going to share with you feeling your feelings, which is something that was just coming up right now that I wrote. It's on the same chapter on page 45. And I'm actually reading from the book. The publisher sent me the book. I didn't expect to get it so soon because the book won't be out till April 22nd. And now I see that it's probably going to be closer, probably April 14th. It'll be available already. Amazon's going to start shipping it. But I literally have the book in my hand, so I'm reading from it. As of before last weekend, I was reading from the PDF. So this is nice to have the book in my hands as well. And I'll share with that a little bit later. So here it says, feel your feelings. So I'm going to go ahead and read straight from this page. Feeling your fear, worry, sadness, and other negative feelings with the same openness that you feel confidence or a good mood is the beginning of accepting all of yourself and is a beautiful act of self-love. Facing hard feelings can be uncomfortable, but instead of rejecting or running away from them, you can transform them by letting them be just as they are. For example, I've been working with a student named Carly for several years, and she once sent me this text. It's funny because I'm not sure if Carly's on the call, but she's been on the last couple of weekends. She's actually one of my students, and this story is actually about her. So this is exciting. So hopefully she can hear this at another time. So she says, "Hey, Marie, I just wanted to reach out and answer this when you have time. I just got a new job yesterday and I put in my 2 weeks notice at my current job. I'm feeling so sad and down, even though I know this is a good thing and I'm going to be at a place that's closer to my house and pays a higher salary. I'm making this so real and I feel so sad. I'm not sure what to do." And here was my response. "Hi, congratulations. What a joy. New beginnings. It feels to me like you're resisting being sad, as if something is wrong with that. It's natural things that happen. Since we are in the body, we get sad, upset about worldly stuff. Our job is always to be aware that we're choosing to be sad and give it over to the Holy Spirit. Remember, you don't have to do anything with your behavior. The change that counts is always in your mind." Okay, I'm going to read that again because that's important. It's never about their behavior, ever. "Remember, you don't have to do anything with your behavior, because the ego is always going to tell you to change your behavior, to call that person, to write an email, to whatever. It's always about doing something. In this case, what I'm saying is first ask for the change to be in your mind, and then you kind of have inspired behavior later. But it's never about the behavior. The healing is always in your mind, and it's never in the doing. Again, remember, you don't have to do anything with your behavior. The change that counts is always in your mind. I was sad and scared when I moved to where I am now, my new place. It was more expensive than my old place, where I was in my comfort zone and I had memories with my ex-husband. But I let myself go through the feelings and did my spiritual practice. This is a beautiful transition for you. Enjoy it, even if you're sad. Be with the sadness. And I know, since you live a life of trust, it all shall pass as you choose to do so. I hope this helped." So, again, there's this thing that we have in society sometimes, and we get caught up in not wanting to feel and not wanting to go deep. And that's the only way we're really going to uncover these dark clouds, these thought clusters in our mind is what I call it. They're thought clusters. There's these clusters that have formed in our minds of unworthiness, these thought clusters of separation, these thought clusters of judgments, these thought clusters of what something happened to you in the past, these thought clusters of unforgiveness. We have to look at those at full capacity. Like, we really have to get really real with these thought clusters and see them with Holy Spirit and heal them once and for all. And in every process in my book, almost all of them, I constantly throughout really do the process of really giving over to Spirit and having Spirit heal in your mind so you can change your perception. So now I'm going to go into... Many of you might be wondering, well, a lot of people ask me, well, Maria, how did you get so happy, you know, or how did you start to begin to have this breakthrough with men and have self-love and start to change? And this is one of the answers. You might be wondering what happened, what changed that allowed me to recognize I was the love of my life. The truth is, before this happened, I really did not have any idea of how my mind worked. I was studying the course and other perspectives, but I was not experiencing what I was reading because my unconscious belief in separation prevented me from adopting a new outlook. What made the difference is that I finally became ready to be happy. I had to decide to choose happiness, and only I could do so. Books and courses could not decide for me. We are each the decision maker in our lives, and when we tap into that power, we are ready to rumble in miracles. So I love what it says here. It says, I had to decide to choose happiness, and only I could do so because books and courses could not decide for me. So I even say in this book, which is a book, is not going to make you happy. I mean, you could go ahead and buy Live Your Happy, but Live Your Happy, you're not going to get your happiness from the book because the book could never give it to you. And start to understand the way your mind works and start to have a beautiful relationship with Holy Spirit in your life, that will give you true happiness. And it's not going to come from the book, though. You know, I'm not going to sit here and promise you that the book is going to make you happy. That's not what we're doing this for. Nothing outside of you can make you happy. Not the book, not even the Course in Miracles, not even the person that's sitting in front of you. Whoever, whatever it is outside can never give you happiness because your happiness is already, it's your innate inheritance. It's what you are as you're sitting here in consciousness, as we're experiencing each other. This moment, we are in happiness. This is our inheritance. This is our divine right. It's already accessible. Nothing outside can give it to us. So that is extremely powerful because you would think an author of a book would say, oh yeah, go out and get my book. It's going to make you happy. No, I'm not here to people please. I'm not here to say that because that's not the truth. Because the truth is in my book, what I am saying, which is true, is that your happiness comes from within you. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. It comes from you. So that's what the book is going to remind you of. Then the healing takes place within there. So let's just take a deep breath here and just take that in. So coming back to relationship, coming back to my struggles with looking for that in exclusive love. I wrote this inspired by that, which is page 51 of the same chapter, You Are the Love of Your Life. It's called Love is One. And I began to understand love better in my life at full capacity when I started my ministry at Unity of Burbank here in Los Angeles. And I began to experience this inclusive love more and more and more. This love affair, this love with my volunteers, this love with my congregation, this love with the board at the church, this inclusive love that was so different than in my past. Before, if I was in relationship, that person was everything for me. And then screw everybody else. You know, I love you and you, but you not so much. You know, it was very selective loving, and that's not being loving. So here I share my new perspective of love. So it's titled this section, Love is One. You may think that there are different types of love, a love for this and a love for that. A way of loving one person and a different way of loving another. You may think that you love your child more than your best friend or your husband more than the store clerk. But love is one. It has no degrees and can't really be separated into different forms. A very helpful approach is to consider that you can love everyone. That doesn't mean being everyone's best friend and hanging out with someone you dislike or allowing anyone to treat you badly. It means letting go of the judgments that define. It means letting go of the judgments that define other people and keep you feeling separate from them. When you do that, you develop a different outlook on the world and yourself. This will increasingly deliver you into a state of grace and automatically create the experience of self-love, which is also the love of God. There is no difference in what you truly are and what the love of God is. The same love that is in God is in you and in everyone. And that love is the real deal. Similar to the way you can't love someone else if you are being critical of them, you can't experience self-love if you are busy crucifying yourself. I see this problem all the time with friends and students and even myself. People can become very negative towards themselves if things don't work out the way they want, and they blame themselves for whatever they think they did wrong. The truth is, you can't really mess it up ever, because ultimately everything works together for the higher good. So these are questions that I asked myself, and I'm going to go over them. So whenever you find yourself disappointed or unsure what to do in a relationship or situation, it is helpful to ask these questions. These are the questions I share here in the book. Is this thought based on valuing myself? Is this action based on valuing myself, my true self, right, with the capital S? Is this pattern of behavior based on valuing myself? So all these questions are very helpful as I go through my day. I'm always like, is this in alignment? Is this thought in alignment to my true self is in God? Is this other thought in alignment to my true self in God? So it's extremely helpful, that practice for me. So I wanted to open it up if anyone wanted to type in any questions here. That is available. While I am reading here, and I'm also going to share a section here that says becoming ready to be happy, which I actually already read. I already marked that. So I already read that part. Okay. So I'm really excited because, I have a book in my hand, and I actually got it when I turned in my taxes, which was this past Tuesday. I had just gone to my account, and I got my taxes done, and I got home, and there was an envelope here from my publisher at New World Library, and I kind of had a feeling the book was in the envelope, and I was thinking about maybe I should open it up later. At the best time, maybe later on, I could put incense and candles and then I could open the book. But I just couldn't wait. And then my dear friend and assistant that lives with me, Alexa, kind of helped me out. And we kind of opened it together and she was filming it on video. So I have it. And I was stunned. Like, I think that I couldn't even talk. I was like, oh my God, I have a book. And I guess I haven't had children, but I'm assuming that that's what it feels like to have a child, because I had never felt that honest before. And that the space that I was in was a different type of space that I've ever been in. It was just a lot of excitement and a lot of joy. And it wasn't so much about the book and that I had a book or anything, or I'm an author. It was more of the excitement of what this book within is going to offer, this experience and this dream. That's what I was excited about. And I just started crying and I was like, oh my God, and just such joy. And just, it's such a strong manifestation. I mean, in the sense of love and spirit. And I just go back to thinking of when I was on my computer and I had blank pages in front of me, and I was just staring at the computer and wondering what I would write, or wondering what this chapter would be like. And sometimes like taking a break and then sitting down again and writing. And I remember there was a point that I actually went on vacation to an hour away from here, and I got myself a really nice hotel room, and I brought my dogs, and because I made sure I had a hotel that had, you know, I could have my dogs there. And I remember writing all of chapter 7 in that room. It was just so beautiful, you know, and talking about chapter 7, I had originally in my book proposal only 9 chapters that I was going to, 7 chapters I was going to write. In my book proposal, there was only 7. And the reason for that is because I like the number 7. And also I didn't want to write so much. I just wanted it to be short and sweet. And I was trying to get away from having to write so much, even though I had a book deal and I had to write a book, but I wanted it to be short. And I did also have a word count in my contract that I needed to meet. So it turns out that in the middle of the book, Patrick tells me that we're not even halfway on the word count, and I'm going to have to add 2 more chapters. That would be chapter 8 and 9, you know? Actually, seven and eight are the new ones, and the nine just got pushed up. It's really seven. So seven became nine, and then I wrote two chapters in there. And those two chapters weren't in the book proposal. Those two chapters didn't have an outline. My other chapters did have an outline. And so chapter seven and eight were completely free to become what they are. And chapter seven was written in that hotel room. And when I turned it in to Patrick, he actually told me that it was actually my best work since I started the book, and that I'm getting the hang of this, I guess, writing. And on top of it, I dropped out. Oops, I'm back. Some commercial went up there on the screen for Google, and then I was gone. All right. So what I was saying is that I was writing. I wrote chapter seven in the hotel room, and I gave it to Patrick, and it was received very well. And actually, me reading the book now that I got it, chapter seven is actually my favorite chapter. And it's the chapter that wasn't supposedly be in the book. Like, it was kind of born from inspiration, which is beautiful. Actually, it's not chapter. Yeah. Chapter seven and eight. Yeah. So chapter seven and eight are two of my most favorite chapters. And those were the ones that were spontaneous. So that's how it is in life. It's so beautiful just to be in the wonder of it all. That's a word I've been saying a lot, and allow ourselves to be taken. I think it's very easy to go into future tense and want to see and try to manipulate and want to see how things are going to be. Just like the struggle that I had this past week in relationship of really just letting go of the attachment of what it needs to look like or anything, and kind of be in the wonder and allow myself to be taken and enjoy this experience. And it feels so good, you know. I don't even recognize myself anymore in the sense of the way I'm being in this relationship. It's just so different than how I used to be. And that's really exciting for me because I see there's progress, big time progress in relationships for me with men. So in romantic relationships per se is what I'm talking about. So I think it's just so powerful because when it works, you're like, oh my God, I want to do this more. You know, this works. Like, I want to do more of this. I want to do more meditation. I want to connect more to Holy Spirit. I want to continue to have my thoughts aligned to love all the time, full time, 100% at capacity, you know, because, you know, it works. So powerful. So that's why it's so exciting when you start to do this work. And even like when you get the book and you start to kind of get into the chapters and you begin to really live this stuff, it's powerful. You know, and this book came from that space of when I did read self-help books. I think I mentioned this last week, but even when I used to watch Oprah and I was just like a self-help book junkie, and I was just not a hot mess. Like, I would feel good for a day or two and then that's it. You know, it was gone. It was very temporary happiness. It was ego happiness. It's not true happiness. It's just a happiness that doesn't really, it just works on the mind real quick. But if you don't really get down and dirty with your thoughts and really experience that darkness and really heal that, eventually it's going to come back to bite you in the butt. So with this book, what I did, it's coming from a space of really inspiring you. So I'm being your cheerleader, inspiring you to live this amazing education that we're being offered through the Course in Miracles, to really live this at full capacity out of 10 in your life with your relationship with yourself and with others. So the experience of really forgiving every moment, having forgiveness, the second within the second, like constantly working on forgiveness throughout your day, constantly recognizing that your happiness doesn't come outside of you, constantly coming back to truth throughout the day, like all day long, just being an observer with your thoughts, like really doing the work and not allowing yourself to be on automatic pilot anymore and not be transed out anymore. It's a process. It's a work, you know. It's like your mind is like work. Our minds are like, you know, when you go to work and you work hard, it's the same thing with your mind. You got to work on your thoughts. You got to work on where you are putting your thoughts.
Yeah, constantly and unceasingly. Yeah, it's like all the time being an observer of your thoughts, being aware. Because as I said, you just for one second forget and it's going to creep in. That thought, that viciousness, that maliciousness, that fear, that unworthiness, it's just going to come in because you appear to be in a body and in form. You think you're here. You think you're separated from God. You think God is punishing you. You think you're separate. So it's easy for that to creep in because you're in that consciousness. We're in that consciousness right now of that separation at some point. So what we can do is within this dream, we can remember we've never left God, and that's the job. So Live Your Happy is just really reminding you that you've never left the mind of God, and let's remember more and more and more and more that we're in that space and that expansiveness. And it takes something. You know, that's what I learned. It takes something. You know, I felt that watching Oprah or reading a self-help book or walking on coals or singing Kumbaya was going to give me my happiness. I said, oh, let me have a quick fix, or let me take this, you know, course, and or let me do this. Good luck with that, you know, is what I have to say. Because, yeah, you are going to feel good for a minute or two, or you might like have this sense of happiness. Although, are you living this in your experience at full capacity? That's the question. How are you being with your relationship with yourself? How are you being in relationship with others? What are your thoughts? What are you thinking? How are you being? You know, one of the reasons that ego had its way with me is because I didn't understand the way my mind worked. I had no idea. I had no idea that I had two thought systems. I didn't know that I had the ego and the Holy Spirit. And I didn't know that I knew I could choose either or. I didn't know that. And the thing is that I did know it intellectually because I was studying the course for like 15 years. So I knew that those two voices were there. Although, was I practicing that? No. I wasn't practicing it because I wasn't choosing thoughts of Holy Spirit in my experience. I was choosing constant thoughts of unworthiness and constant thoughts of looking for my happiness outside, because the ego would also use the Course in Miracles and be manipulative with it. That's why a lot of people nowadays use it for manifestation. A lot of people now are using the Course to use it as a tool to create in the world, which the Course is telling us that there is no world. Right? So it's important to really stick to the message without compromise that the Course is giving us. Like, it's really not about manifesting or creating anything outside of you, because the Course is telling you, you have it all now. It's your inheritance. You have all the love you could ever want right now. You have all the abundance you could ever have right now. And the abundance that I'm talking about, which I talked about last weekend, is like abundance is recognizing that you are as God created you. And if you are as God created you, then you have it all. And there is no reason to want to manifest anything in form so that you can be happy, because you are already. It's what you are. It's your divine right. It's your inheritance. It's where you come from. It's where you've never left, right? In the kingdom. That's why I started the session like that. In the kingdom with the king, in the queenness with the queen. Like, you're in that capacity of love fully. And within that space, you're doing the happy dance. You're doing the happy dance. La 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 la. Right? Talking about happy dance, my book has a dance. It's called The Happy Dance. And and Alexa, my assistant, she is actually is a dancer, and she choreographed the dance. And it came up at the Happy Dream Retreat that I did in February here in Pacific Palisades with Craig Villarubio. And we actually created the happy dance for the group. It was inspired. And the happy dance is to Justin Timberlake's song, Dance, Dance, Dance. And it's very catchy and it's a lot of fun. So if you guys want to see the happy dance, if you go to Maria Coconut TV, which is my YouTube channel, you go to Maria Coconut TV. So that has two T's, because coconut and the TV has a T. So it's Coconut TV. And you search on there the happy dream. If you search that and you search the video, the happy dream, it opens up with the happy dance. So you guys can have an idea of what that looks like. It's really a lot of fun. And I wanted to also share that when I go on my book tour in May and June and July, all the cities I go to, we're going to be doing the happy dance in those cities. So I'm really excited about that. The schedule is live now of where I'm going. And there's still dates to be put in because we're constantly updating the schedule. But if Lex, if you can put on the message there, the link to the schedule, that'd be great. So that way people can see that, whenever you can. So I'm going to be going to Boston so far and New York, St. Louis, Chicago, Detroit, Miami, and San Diego. So that's what's happening at this moment. So I'm really excited. And I also wanted to share something that I got inspired by. First, I wanted to thank Regina Dawn Akers because she's given me this opportunity. And what was coming up for me today is that she's been very generous because this mini series is free, and we're accepting donations for the mini series. And she's being very generous in giving me whatever donations come in. She's going to give them to me, all of it, minus the PayPal fees. And that's very generous. And what I've decided is, since I'm going to be paying for my costs of the book tour, like my travels and the flights for me and my assistant, and I'm going to be basically covering everything for the travel, I was going to use whatever comes in of donations to go towards that. So I just wanted everybody to know that that would be much appreciated, so it can help support the book tour. So as you know, since this series is about the book, I felt that I would use those donations to support the tour. I just got that inspired thought today. Also, I was going to do a little fun little thing because I like to play games and to offer things. So the person that gives the highest donation on this mini series actually will get a free book signed by me and mailed. So I just wanted to let you know that. Regina, would we know who would be the one? Give me 1 second. Something's going on here. Am I back? Yes. Okay. Regina, would we know who would be the person that gave that the highest donation? Would we know that? I think so, right? Yes, I can look to see who it is. Okay, perfect. So the person that gives the highest donation for this miniseries will get a free book signed by me. That's my gift to you. And I'm just excited because this is already kind of generating me being provided for by spirit. So I'm excited. So thank you, Regina, for that. I really appreciate that. Also, you can support me on Thunderclap. So here, Regina says donate by March 26. So she says to please make your donations by March 26. That would be helpful. Yeah, I'm excited. Today I was cleaning. I got a lot of inspiration when I was cleaning. I was like, you know what? I feel really good about this book tour, and I know I'm going to be completely provided for, and I'm not worried about if I'm going to make money, if I'm not going to make money. It's just really like of service to like travel and spread the book news and do the happy dance and just really share. And this inspiration came of really using these funds that I'm going to be given through this donation to go towards, you know, any meals I might have, or maybe if I need to pay an Airbnb, or because I'm going to get hosted in most of the cities, but maybe when I'm not, right? So thank you so much. Also, Thunderclap, if you can click there. Thank you, Regina. Yes, if you go to Thunderclap, you could support the book launch also for free on social media. So if you click there, you go to Thunderclap, you don't have to sign up, it's free. And you don't have to do anything. Just basically press you support me on Facebook and on Twitter. And automatically, you're going to be helping me when the launch comes out on social media. And I need to get 100 supporters so that happens. And right now I have 50. So I'm halfway there, and I just launched this a few days ago. So I think I'm going to make that by April 22nd. So, Regina, thank you so much for doing Thunderclap, by the way. I saw that you did that. Yay! I'm so excited. So support there on Thunderclap. You have the links from Awakening Sanctuary as well, Awakening Together, and also Alexa has posted that there. Also, the book tour has been posted there too, Live Your Happy Book Tour, so you can see the dates there. And if you are in those cities, you could come see me. All right. So I'm going to start wrapping it up here because it's 6:52. I wanted to just make a few quick announcements that next week will be the final class of the series. So definitely tune in. Also, the other classes are, the other sessions are recorded and you can listen to them. So that's also available. I know, Regina, I went so fast. I'm like, wow. Yep. So we're going to start wrapping it up next Sunday. But, you know, this is beyond amazing. I didn't know it was going to be so awesome. And what perfect timing that this series was created right before my book is going to come out. And I've been able to just share with you in a very intimate level and about it. So I'm really excited. Also, other few, two more things before I go into prayer. If you go to my website and you click on new book, I'm giving away some freebies. So if you buy the book on Amazon and you put your receipt number on there, you get a free video that I did in Costa Rica of based on the book Live Your Happy. And actually, Regina's in the video. You could see her face, her beautiful shiny face in the video. I kept her in there. So her spirit's definitely in the video. I love it. So you can see that. Alexa just finished putting that link there. That's mariafelipe.org/new book. You can get your bonus there. And Amazon currently has my book 25% off, which is really inexpensive because it's regularly like 15 plus shipping, which would almost come out to like $17. In this case, I think it's about $10 right now plus shipping. So it's nothing. Also, the more that we continue to buy the books now, the more it looks really good with the numbers for bestsellers and stuff like that. So that is great too. You know, I really don't get caught up into these numbers and bestsellers and stuff. I just play the game. I think it's fun. So I'm playing the game and then that's it. And then I let it go and I do the happy dance. So it's just all fun and games, really. All right. So let's go ahead and start to wrap it up here. I just wanted to express that I'm grateful and thankful to all of you for joining this evening. I also wanted to share that some closing thoughts on everything that was shared on the call, like kind of a summary. And one of them is being present to feeling your feelings is very important. To discern within your thoughts if it's coming from Holy Spirit or ego. To when it's coming from ego and you're distraught and not at peace, to bring your thoughts to Holy Spirit. And to have Holy Spirit help you to heal them and to change your perception so you could be free and live the happiness you deserve. To remember that it's all about the inclusive love, not exclusive love. It's, let's cultivate this in our lives of having one love and experience our happy love together in the oneness instead of excluding or separating and fragmentating. Let's come together more in this awakening together, right? As we're here in this space, Awakening Together Radio. Come together in the space of awakening together in that happiness, okay? It's powerful, so powerful. I think those are the things I covered. And not looking for your happiness outside, right? Or your love outside of you. That's like, you know, that's a given, right, of this series. All right, so let's take a deep breath here. We're so grateful to God, to Spirit, to Jesus, to Holy Spirit for the opportunity to join on this call this evening, for all that was explored, for all that was shared, for all that was given, for the healing of our minds. We pray for everyone on this call right now. Send love and light to everyone on this call. And also those that weren't able to join us this evening and are joining in and listening at another time. We just let this love be expansive all over what appears to be this world as love expands and expands and expands and expands and we're free and filled with joy and happiness. We're grateful. We're grateful for the healing that's taking place in our minds right now. We're grateful because we're going to be happier now knowing that our happiness resides within us. We're grateful for the love of God. We're grateful that we know we're never alone, that Holy Spirit's with us, having our back, always has our back, guiding us in every single way. We are healed in an instant when we go to Spirit, when we have big willingness, we are healed by Spirit. Our perception has changed. We are free. We're grateful that God loves us. We are grateful that we are one in the mind of God. We're grateful to know that God has never forgotten us. We're grateful knowing that we didn't do it better, that we didn't do it better than God, because only God is. We are perfect in God, as God. Nothing's happened. We are in God's mind right now, in full expansiveness and full happy. Wow, we're grateful for knowing that. Because in that space in God's mind, there's so much safety. There's so much clarity. There's so much happiness. There's so much joy. When we remember that place where we've never left, when we let our mind be in that instant, in that moment, we've never left the mind of God. That's very healing. We're so grateful for that. And we invite in our minds right now, Holy Spirit, to guide us in this experience as we step into what appears in this world, a new week. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So as we step into this week, to be inspired, to be in spirit, to see Christ's vision everywhere as we're driving, as we're doing our errands, whatever it appears to be when we wake up tomorrow, just to be in spirit, be inspired, be in the oneness, be in God as we just dance around in this universe of love and happiness and doing our part, letting go more of our grievances and our judgments and forgiving more and choosing God again, choosing love again, recognizing we are abundant. We are as God created us. We're so grateful. As we all declare now in the silence, really feeling this in your heart and knowing this to be true, we say aloud together, may God's will be done. Amen. See you next Sunday, everyone. What a blessing, what a joy, and live your happy. Bye-bye.